Haley, go.
Okay.
Chelly. People call you Chelly?
Uh-huh.
Do they?
All my teammates did, and Breeze calls me Chelly.
Why?
The
last name's?
Chelly.
Oh. Were you named after the restaurant?
Yes, that came first, and then I came.
Oh, that's
the chili.
The chili.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't even like chili.
Okay.
You getting all this game?
Yeah.
You talk about consistency in the past, and it seems like consistency has been a problem for a lot of teams right now in the NHL. So, as a coach, what do you do to kind of put it all together and help you get
through? I think myself and the 29 other coaches have to get together here and see how we can fix that problem, but. It's something that in an 82 game year, you are going to have your ups and downs. They just can't be so low, and they just can't, you got to temper them when they're so high. But if you look, we're, I don't know how many points, 4 or 5 points out of the cellar in the Eastern Conference, but we're not that far from being like first or second out of the conference. That's how close it is, and there's no cause for alarm or anything right now. We just got to get back to our basics. And do we feel like last night's game was a 5-1 game? We don't. Do we feel like we should have won that game? I'm not sitting here saying that, but you wake up in the morning, you see 5-1, and you're a little taken aback by that, but. There's a lot of positives coming out of this team. We just got to be a little bit more consistent, and something we just got to continue to work on.
When you guys commit defensively like you did over the weekend, you had the results were there. And then last night you mentioned when you guys try to focus on the other net too much, you try to get more offense. There's a tendency when you don't score a lot, it resulted negatively on the other net. How do you kind of balance the two together or blend the two where you can get that?
The key here for us is when we get the lead, mm-hmm. we've actually been pretty good in games. When we get the lead, it's the problem when we don't get the lead, and we ran into this problem early in the season, and we got away with it because we kept coming back in games. That eventually was going to wear out, and now it has. And the problem now is we get behind, and we almost have that feeling that now we can't come back. And consistency, as we talked about earlier, is just regardless of the score, you got to be consistent with your play. And can't change the way you play because of the score. And as soon as you start letting the score dictate how you play, you're going to be in trouble. And that's what we've kind of done. And we got to get away from that.
And Ben has always been a player who's very confident. Are you worried about his confidence right now?
No. It's one of those, I guess, what are we at, the quarter pole or the third of the year pole? He has had some goals go in him that, to be honest, I don't think you add them up, all those crazy goals that gone in on him this year, he probably hasn't had that in a career. And sometimes that happens. But Ben is not one of those guys where I sit here and say, oh, confidence a problem with him. I think it goes the other way. Usually when stuff like this happens, he digs his heels in. And you look at his last two games prior to last night, he was a rock back there for us. But it kind of it's going with the wake of our team right now. When a bad one goes in like that second one, everybody went down. And the one guy, I would say, that was there for us when things were kind of really going bad was Bish. Like, you look after, I think it was 3-0. Well, Bish had to make 3 or 4 grade A-plus scoring saves. They had scoring chances, and he had to make big-time saves just to keep us kind of within striking distance. So I'm not worried about him. He's a confidence kid. He's been in this league a while, and he's the least of our worries.
You mentioned last night some pretty bad stat lines for some key players in this yeah. team and guys that know they'll be better and have to be better. And how much during stretches like this do you shoulder as a coach? Or obviously guys on the ice have to make the plays and do that, but how much is it kind of tough or frustrating? Or how much is a way on you, I guess, for these kind of stretches?
Well, ultimately, I'm the head coach of the team, and the product that's out there, we all are in this together. And so when things aren't going well for them, you have to look in the mirror yourself and say, how can I help these guys get better? Because We are not in the finger pointing business. When things aren't going well for guys, we're pointing the fingers at ourselves as well. And when you know how hard these guys are trying, and somebody looks at their stat and says, "Oh gosh, a minus three or a minus four," you know, we're not the ones to say pointing their fingers. Like, how can that be? It's like, hey, how could we have helped you there? So we kind of all wear that together, and I think that's part of why we've had success and why I know we'll get out of this.
Does Callahan have a setback? I know he skated back-to-back days, and I felt encouraged on Wednesday. And I don't know, but we haven't seen the last couple of days.
It's I just keep getting updates from, you know, the trainers, and we can't. You know, we're not going to put Callahan in a position where he's going to be out long term. So whether it's called a setback or I don't know what the term is. We're just not comfortable with him playing, and he probably wants to play a little bit more, but we're holding him back a little bit. But, you know, we got to think long term here, and so to keep him out a little bit longer here, that's what we have to do.
Almost had to save him from himself.
He's one of those guys, no question.
Good. All right,
thank you. Thanks, coach.
Yeah.